Okay.
All right, here we go. Well, one of the new commissioners on the Delta County Board is Myra Cruz-Dell. How you doing, Myra?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Tell me what you thought when you saw the numbers the way they were, and in fact, that it wasn't by 7 votes, you know, or 20 votes, but it was by a wide margin in your favor.
Just that the people of District 3 spoke, and that's what we needed to do to get Delta County back into the right track and get healing and get things done that's supposed to be done in a proper way.
I've had people tell me that it's been, and they don't really point fingers, they don't know politics that well, but they're embarrassed. It's embarrassing the last year how our county has been portrayed because of the infighting. Do you agree that that's the case or no?
Yes, I agree. Yes. It's very embarrassing for Delta County, for the people that live here. It is very, very embarrassing for how they act and how they perceive themselves. And the people spoke tonight.
And they spoke loudly. What do you think they're saying, though? Because it started, obviously, with Emily being fired, right?
That's correct. They just spoke that they had enough of their garbage, of the 3-2 vote, their personal agenda, their the whole thing of each and every one of them.
So, Myra, it's one thing to get elected. Now you have to do the job. So what are some things that you will want to start to accomplish, early on so that people will see that you weren't just a rabble-rouser and wanting to kick out the status quo, you know, that kind of thing?
I'll have to get in there now and actually see, because there was the airport and there's the veterans. There are things that are being talked about now of getting improvements, especially about the airport. The veterans have been talked about and being on the November ballot with a millage of 1/10 of a mil. There's other things in the counties that need to be addressed, and I will hit them head on, and I will be the voice of District 3 and the people of Delta County.
And lastly, anything else you'd like to say before we close the interview for to the people, even those who did not vote for you tonight?
Thank you very much for the ones that voted, for the ones that did not vote for me. Hopefully, when come November, I will hopefully change your mind, and then you will see what I can and I will do for District 3 and Delta County. And thank you for your support, and I will hit the ground running.
Well, congratulations on winning, and good luck to you and to the county board moving forward now.
Thank you very much.